This week started off on another sad note. I think Paramount Reel's going down, but I managed to get over it rather quickly. How? Well, I blocked it out. Yeah, literally, I have blocked it out. I am in full denial. Look up denial in the dictionary, and there is a picture of my head. Yep. I'm moving on. We discussed those home remedies that you grew up with as a kid, and it was a little bit concerning, I must say.
So in the 60s, Mum used to put kerosene on a sugar cube for a sore throat for us.
Whoa. Wait, I just got to say, kerosene on
a sugar cube.
Bloody hell. The first time I heard the crowd at an Angels gig sing Back to Doc and the Guys, I was gobsmacked. What is this? We discussed first gigs.
Pretty cool.
Oh, there you go. Take us back. What happened?
Fantastic gig. After the gig, they jumped into the pool and the whole town did too. It was brilliant. That's them.
Yeah, that's them, all right, doing their thing. So the whole town's got in there and got stripped off and jumped in, or just closed, or fully closed, and there you go.
A bit of everything.
Oh, okay. All right, well, it was the 70s.
It sure was. Doing it all night long, Sony.
Country Festival is on tomorrow in Berry. We spoke to Lee Kernaghan.
Look, I love Australian country. I love Australian people and I love my country. And to be able to write songs about it, really, it's just one of the most satisfying things I can do on earth, really.
May the 4th was, well, International Star Wars Day. And we had the little green man Yoda on the show. Yes, great. Wonderful.
Stussy, nice to be here. It is.
It's one of the best things to come out of being part, such an integral part of the Star Wars franchise.
Remembered I am.
And being remembered gets you...
free beer I drink.
Oh, yeah. Right over the galaxy, free beer. Tell me, Yoda, what is the best piece of advice that you can give us mere mortals?
Do or do not. There is no try.
Oh. Yes, the famous...
Feel the Force!
Phil from Century Point took out the Kinghorn Volkswagen Secret Sound.
Tearing a sticky note off the notepad.
Tearing a...
the yellow sticky notes.
Oh, the, like post-it notes.
Yeah, post-it notes, sorry.
Oh. Is that the sound? Phil, you've just won $300, Phil.
You're crazy.
Phil! $300.
Excellent.
Yeah. Get out of town.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tell us. There you go. And we remember the time that the most recognisable man in the world at the time, Michael Jackson, went shopping incognito, yeah, with the mask on so that he wouldn't get recognised and all that. Our spies were there when they realised it was Michael Jackson. Check it out.
Excuse me, sir.
Sorry.
Excuse me, sir. You will have to remove the... mask and the disguise that you're wearing.
Uh-huh.
Please, you can't actually wear that. Yeah,
that's okay.
Take it off.
Yeah,
take it off right now. Oh my God, it's Michael Jackson.
You've been hit by a smooth
girl.
Sorry.
That's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.
Okay.